The number of jobs created in December is up. The nation's unemployment rate is down. What does the Labor Secretary have to say?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's economy created 200,000 jobs last month, and the jobless rate improved to 8.5%, down from the previous month. Now, that rate is down by nearly almost an entire percent from a year ago to its lowest level in nearly 3 years. Healthcare, the restaurant and service industry, and manufacturing sectors all saw job gains for the period. Hilda Solis is the U.S. Labor Secretary. She's with us now from Washington with that. Madam Secretary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
I know we've heard so much about the long-term unemployed and people who have dropped off the rolls. I mean, for those people looking at these numbers today, and they are pretty impressive numbers, is it time to jump back into the market?
I think that people are coming back and looking for work, and that's why you saw the lowering of the unemployment rate. We saw a large number of private sector jobs created, and if you look over a four-month period, on the average, you've seen more than 170,000 jobs created just in the last 4 months each month, and that's good. But overall, last year, I'm not sure people really understand this, but 2 million private sector jobs were created.
How do you guys keep the momentum up? I mean, these jobs are being created in the private sector, right?
Absolutely. And I am still concerned, though, that we saw a continued, you know, smaller cut, though, however, a cut in local government with respect to firefighters, public sector workers, and especially teachers. And we still have unfinished business. We still have a lot of people that are unemployed. We need to make sure that we get the politics out of this, because we saw this last year in June when we started the debt ceiling debate. That really kind of put a damper on confidence. Consumer markets, everyone was affected. And once we got through that, you could see that momentum picking up in the last 4 months of this year.
I want to talk about the jobs we are creating, Madam Secretary. Are these good jobs? I mean, you know, high-wage jobs with good benefits, jobs that utilize a worker's education, for example.
Well, I would say yes to all of that. And in fact, what we saw is continued growth in the private sector in education, in health services, retail trade, manufacturing, transportation, and warehousing.
But there are a lot of folks. There are a lot of folks who are still underemployed or working a couple
yes.
of jobs. I mean, obviously,
yes.
There's a lot of room for improvement, right?
Absolutely. And we know that we still have to be concerned with those people that have been out of work for the last, you know, for more than 6 months. And that's why the president is asking his agencies, he's asking us at the department to retool ourselves so that we really help those people that are underemployed and unemployed better utilize some of the services that we have, connecting ourselves with community colleges, with workforce training programs, making sure that people are getting a heads up and getting that additional certificate or credential that will make them more competitive.
We seem to be rolling a little bit now, but what happens if something unforeseen or foreseen happens down the road, like the Eurozone, if it collapses, or some other major economic event happens like that?
Those things, I'm sure, will work themselves out, just as we had to go through and make some corrections in our own economy, and the president did that. Europe has to do that. So we need to just be prepared. And right now, those headwinds in Europe aren't affecting us. But right now, I think the name of the game is that businesses are making investment, and they are feeling more confident. And you saw it in this December report and in the last 4 months of the last year.
Hilda Solis is the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Thank you so much for being with us.
All righty. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Let's do the numbers. Let's see how markets are reacting to all of this. The NASDAQ is up about 0.4%. The S&P is flat. The Dow is down right now, 19 points, about an eighth of a percent at 12,396 at the moment. A White House official says the Obama administration is proposing a 0.5% raise for civilian federal employees in its 2013 budget. If Congress goes along, and that's certainly not certain, it would mark the first pay hike for federal workers since President Obama ordered a two-year freeze back in 2010. Samsung Electronics reported today a record quarterly profit, helped big time by sales of premium cell phones. And the Aluminum Company of America, better known as Alcoa, said today it's going to slash its global smelting capacity. Alcoa releases its quarterly report on Monday. That's the traditional start of corporate earnings season.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
We told you about today's employment report that highlighted some robust job growth, especially in the area of manufacturing. Well, today, Chrysler said it's adding more than 1,000 jobs in Detroit. Some of those workers will be making a new Jeep, one that runs on diesel. Here in the U.S., diesel, of course, isn't as popular as, say, Europe or other parts of the world, but that could be changing, as Marketplace's Eve Troe explains.
Diesel engines all but disappeared from the U.S. car market in the 1980s. Diesels ran loud, and smelly black smoke puffed from their tailpipes. But they did get better gas mileage. And as Europe levied fuel taxes, diesel cars stuck around across the pond and got more popular, says Daniel O'Connell with investment firm Redmayne Bentley.
So it's kind of seeped in the public consciousness that diesel's a far more economic car.
European automakers have cleaned up and quieted diesel engines and boosted mileage even more. Ray Wirt edits the car blog Jalopnik.com. He says all the U.S. car companies are eyeing diesel as low-hanging fruit to meet new fuel efficiency laws. Developing new hybrid or electric technology would cost more.
They're wagering that gas prices are going to increase, and therefore the opportunity to be able to get 50, 60 miles per gallon in a small car is going to more than make up for the perception issue that diesel engines face.
And make up for the extra upfront cost. Diesel engines are more expensive to make than gas-powered, and diesel currently costs more at the pump, too. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, we've all heard about the big budget problems in Italy and the need to find billions of dollars to dig itself out of debt. Well, now Italian authorities are getting creative to find people who don't pay their taxes. Just recently, tax assessors staked out a ritzy ski resort and traced all the expensive Ferraris in the parking lot back to their owners. 42 of those cars were registered to people who only claimed income of $38,000 or less a year. Yeah, the sticker on one of those cars, just a tad bit higher. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
With 13 million Americans looking for work, there's one job that's got to be a busy gig.
Well, you know, you could have your pity party for 10 minutes, but if you're a survivor, you can't give up. You know, look at the resources that are out there. Just don't give up.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a look into the life of a job counselor. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.